talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome to the show, all you great stewards of the land. I hope you're having a good day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO, and current weather is 74 degrees. How about that for the 18th of August? Dew point is 72 degrees, humidity is 94, so it's probably foggy in some areas. The wind's out of the south, southeast at 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 12 miles an hour, and our weather is brought to you guys by the Hobart Farm and Garden down there in Hobart, Oklahoma, for the whole hour. It's great sponsor to have, and I was just taking a look in the Penny News, and there's two pages in there, and we got a new one coming out tomorrow, but this is this week's. There's a lot of good people in here with a lot of good product. You got all your livestock auction sale barns, but, you know, we got Purina mineral tubs down there at Farmers Union Co-op here on South Main in Elk City. We have the Wheeler General Store out in Wheeler, Texas. They got High Pro Feed. Go see them. Speaking of Texas, you guys don't forget, starting Monday, I believe, you need to start re-registering your brands. You got about 4 to 6 weeks to re-register them. If you don't re-register them, anybody can take over that brand. So that goes on in Texas only, but don't forget to go to your county seat and re-register your brand. So we got B&L Red Angus up there at Putnam. They got some beautiful Red Angus cattle up there. If you guys are interested in buying any Red Angus, talk to Benji and Lori White up there. We got Canuckson Irrigation out of Yukon. That's who works on my irrigation. That's a Ken's expert. If you ever want to complain to anybody, call Ken, because he'll complain back to you, and his language is really friendly. So, man, he's a good guy. There's a lot of good guys out there. First National Bank, Great Plains Bank. We got all kinds of sponsors on the Today in Ag Show, and I'll name some more here in just a little bit. If you have any hay or seed, triticale, rye, or wheat that you want to sell, text it in to the KECO Ag text line at 580-225-9697, and we will get that going on there, and I'll tell it at the end of the hour. Currently, right now, the Hobart Stockyards is having their sale. If you got anything you need or want to sell, contact Rex Fleming down there. He'll help you with your selling and buying needs. Army worms, it's still the hot topic right now in our listening area, everywhere. Actually, state Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, I'm sure there are other places, but that's the only states that I follow right at the moment. Yesterday, I talked to one farmer, said that he was helping his neighbor out, spraying his alfalfa for him for army worms, when he called his neighbor and told him to go get some more chemicals because his grass was worse than his hay field. They are terrible. But for you guys, for your yards or anything that are listening and you got army worms, or you think you keep an eye out, because they'll kill that grass in New York second. According to the OSU Extension Office right here in Beckham County, you can take 1 tablespoon of Dawn dish soap and mix it with 1 gallon of water in your sprayer and go spray that surface, and the army worms go dormant, kind of dormant most of the time during the day. They hide out in the ground at night. So this will force them up, and for the better part, this soap and water will probably get rid of them. But if you'll go to one of your local farm stores or co-op or go online, you need to get it done, so you don't need to be ordering online. You need to go to one of the stores and get you some BT insecticide, and 1 ounce will cover 1,000 square foot in your yard. It is toxic to dogs and other pets, so you need to wait at least 48 hours before letting your pets go out and roll around in it. And so I guess just spray an area where they don't go do their daily things. Well, I come across a very interesting story. It's a land auction that happened in Iowa. And I don't know about you guys, but I've heard about it. But the Garst family farmland in Iowa is one of the crown jewels farms of Iowa. And they talked about it for years in their conservation programs, if you follow any of the conservation news. But the crown jewels of the historic Garst family farmland in Iowa sold today for a grand total of $19,262,308. As People's Command Company auctioneer Jarrett Chambers says, it doesn't take long to sell good farmland. Out of 31 sealed bids submitted by deadline in August, 27 of the bidders attended the live absolute auction in downtown Coon Rapids, Iowa. 8 tracts of land totaling 1,998 acres. This is 2,000 acres sold for $20 million. Now, you think land is high around here, go get you some of this. They were available in 4 different counties. 5 different bidders, all local farmers, purchased the tracts at an average of $9,641 per acre. Track 1, which must have been a good one because it was 160 acres, sold for $11,700 an acre. Track 2 is 80 acres and it sold for $9,600 an acre. Track 3 was 80 acres, sold for $8,850. Track 4 was 240 acres, and it must be a good farm too, $11,000 an acre. And you get on down here to track 8, it was 51 acres, and it sold for $4,900 an acre. So that was the bargain of the day. Track 1 through 7 was mostly tillable farmland, and it sold at an average of $11,461 per acre. How do you make that work? I mean, this must be some unreal land. All acres are placed under a soil conservation. This is the kicker of this whole deal I read. All acres are placed under a soil conservation easement, the first of its kind, that will ensure certain sustainable agriculture practices be used on these farms and that conservation measures and structures currently utilized on the farms must be maintained. So basically, you just paid $11,000 an acre for something and somebody's going to tell you how to do it. The easement aligns with values long held by the Garst family, has been strong advocates of conservation and sustainability, and they have. The practices include no-till farming, annual cover crop plantings, post-harvest with the basis of having continuous living roots in the soil, and maintenance of existing terraces and waterways. What is unique with this easement is the continuation of how the Garst family has been managing these farms for years. They want to preserve those farming practices that continue to build on soil foundation that they create, which I think that's awesome. But wow, conservation easements are permanent agreements made between landowners and conservation organizations that allow a landowner to maintain ownership and control of the land while voluntarily giving up rights to actions that could damage the land. This permanent agreement applies to any future landowner as well, creating lasting protection. The conservation organization that holds the easement ensures current and future owners continue to meet the conservation vision of the landowners who established the conservation easement. The Garst family donated the easements to a White Rock Conservation for the organization to monitor and provide guidance on conservation values upheld by the easement. White Rock Conservation land manager will work with a new landowner on technology and farming practices continue to evolve. Of these acres, 46.3 acres are enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program. So basically, you just spent $20 million and you're going to have somebody tell you how to farm. It's what I get from the picture. But the Garst family conservation, they've kind of set a standard all over the United States for conservation. So anyway, they want to ensure that it keeps on going. So I thought you guys would be a little bit interested in that story. When we get back after this break, the first peanut estimate crop is out and some more, a little bit of cotton news. So it's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
We raise registered Red Angus. We sell bulls, heifers, seed stock quality type. Red Angus offer superior marbling. Docility is probably the biggest selling point for Red Angus, the maternal traits, and some heat tolerance. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at LMAauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's year two of Hall of Fame head coach Dave Meadows' tenure at the helm of the Elk City High School football program. This year's team is loaded with experienced senior leadership all over the field.
Culver under center, fakes the handoff to Thompson. He's got a man wide open in the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Alex Cherry.
After a first-round exit from the playoffs a year ago, the Brown and White are looking for their first back-to-back playoff appearance in over a decade.
Handoff, Thompson. Bounces it outside of the five, tries to break a tackle, does, and he stays on his feet into the end zone.
I'm Aaron Kalk, voice of the Big Elks. This season's schedule features six road games and more miles traveled than any year in recent memory. There's no better place to watch the Big Elks on the road than Big Elk TV.
Second and four, snap back to Adams. Adams looks, fires it too high. It's intercepted by Hughes. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. It's a touchdown for the Big Elks.
Follow the excitement of Big Elk football all season long on BigElkTV.com and Cool 94.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I'm back, and the text, the KECO Ag text line is lighting up like a Christmas tree. One of them's my wife, and she's correcting me on one of my words as usual. Actually, if you guys are watching on Facebook and you wonder who does my clothing, it's Sandy Clark, dressahusband.com. You can Google that. She does a very wonderful job. She don't pick my hat, but she does pick my shirts, and she's really good at it, and I love her for that. I announced it yesterday, but it was towards the end of the show, so I'm going to announce it again today. Maton rye seed already cleaned, 580-821-2543. Thanks for texting in there, Mr. What, Brian? I almost forgot your name. Anyway, but then we got another one here. Four clean rye sale, a rye seed, clean southern blue rye seed. 580-243-8610. Southern Blue Rye Seed is clean. 580-243-8610. And my next text line, this might be, I might have just answered your question. Where can I get a 50-pound bag of rye for my lawn? If you write one of those texts down there, I'm sure they're wanting to sell quantity, but they'll treat you right and take care of you and get you a 50-pound bag of rye for your lawn. And thanks for texting in, everybody, and I'll announce them again towards the end of the show. Well, before I get into this USDA peanut report, I want to tell you what happened to me yesterday. It was quite eventful. So my landlord had called me the night before, and he asked me if I could help him yesterday after the show move a bull and a cow over from his home over to his place in the Red Hills, I call it, over there northeast of Carter, and I said I would. So after the show, I called him and I said, I need my forks for my skid loader, so I'm going to run down to Willow and get them and bring them back to your house so I can load some pipe and stuff today after the show, and I'll be right back, and I need to check my heifers and blah, blah, blah. So I go down there, and I got a Dewey's bed. I lower my arms down, hook onto the forks that go on a skid loader. I raise them up, and I blow a fuse. So the forks are over the bed, but they're not setting down. So I go over there and I switch the fuse, and I hadn't had any trouble with this bed ever. And I was looking, I was checking for a bare wire and all this stuff, and I couldn't find it. And I put another fuse in, bam. So anyway, I'm frustrated by the end. It's kind of mugging hot out there. So I head back towards my landlord. He lives there on the river west of Carter, and I just call him and says, man, if we don't get this bed fixed, I'm not going to be able to help you move your cattle because I can't get the gooseneck in because I got a set of forks and I'm driving down the road and they're rocking back there like a rocking chair because I can't get it. It's all hydraulic back there and I can't get it lowered. If you can, I don't know how to do it. So he came out there and we traced all the wires and we blew two more fuses. So I decided, well, I'm going to run to Sayre because there's a guy right there by Southbound that installs hay beds, and maybe he can help me out a little bit. And it was just one of those deals is to have – I'm frustrated. And so he'd already got the bull in. His day wasn't going any better. He sprayed a bottom. He had one of the companies come in and spray the bottom below his house for weeds. And then the rain showers start popping up about 20 minutes after he sprayed. And he didn't get the bull in. He got the bull in, but the cow got out. She knew he was up to something. So I got over there, and the guy kind of told me what I needed to do. So I went home, and I let it cool off a little bit, and I crawled around. And I finally found a bare wire right there behind the fender well by the engine. It rubbed up against the shock deal. Got that switched out, but by that time, it's too late. And I called him. I said, it's too late. So he let his bull out, and then he called back, said it was showering over there, and they'd just sprayed within an hour or two before that. Oh, I couldn't get a gooseneck on yesterday afternoon, and I got a hitch pull trailer there at the house, and so I pulled onto it because I had four calves that was going to the butcher shop at Sayre this morning. So this morning on my way down there, I was talking to Russ Rundle on the phone. We was talking about some Quail Forever stuff, and out of nowhere come this young deer, and It didn't do too good underneath my truck. And even Russ heard it. He said, what did you just hit? And I said, just ran over a deer. It didn't hurt nothing on the truck, but I did some pretty good damage to the deer, and it was out of its misery, so I didn't have to take care of that because I hate to see an animal suffer. Got down there to load up the four calves that I was taking to the processor there at Route 66 meat processing, and I loaded them up. I had a flat tire, so I had to fix that, and I got to the processor way early. I was still early. I'm always early, and got that unloaded. Come back. Had to take a shower because those girls that I took to the meat processor had been pretty much on some good feed, and while I was loading them, they all decided to shower me this morning with some of the leftovers from the feed they'd been eating. So I had to go back and take a shower, unhook the trailer, load the forks up so I'd go load that pipe up after work today. And that was my day. So anyway, that's how a farmer's life operates. I know I'm not the only one that has smooth days every day, but so anyway, I thought I'd let you guys in that. You're listening to Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO, and the first report estimate come out from the USDA on the peanuts. Estimate on the peanuts this year is 3,317,000 tons. That's up 18% from last year. Peanut acres this year is 1.59 million acres, down 1% from the forecast, down 2% from last year. The average pounds per acre this year is 4,183. That's an estimate. 4,183 pounds per acre is projected. That's up 387 pounds per acre from last year. Alabama, for example, per acre is 4,000, its estimate. That's up from 3,500 pounds from last year. Florida, per acre average is 3,900 pounds, which is up from 3,400 pounds last year. And Georgia, the big peanut growers, their pounds per acre average is 4,400, which is up from 4,100 pounds last year. I have not a clue. I've been trying to research what ours is around here because there's a lot of peanuts in Beckham and some in Greer County around here, but I have not found out on any of the USDA stuff. But if I come across it, I'll come across it, let you guys in on it. So it looks like the average per acre is up, even though the acres are down. So the forecast is up a little bit. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. 18%, I guess that's a lot, but the price is hanging in there. The world economies are growing, which is a good sign for the U.S. cotton growers. Cotton estimates this year so far is 17.25 million bales of cotton at 80 cents a pound, which is up 13 cents a pound from last year. So there's a couple of good facts for you guys. Well, right after this, I'll be back. We'll talk some cattle. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale this Thursday, August 19th. We're expecting 3,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. From Slapout, got 17 steers, 4.5. They're off the cow. Clinton, 54 steers, numbers 5 to 7. Slapout, 206 steers, numbers 5 to 650. They're long wings. Lagardo, Texas, 92 steers at 8. Buffalo, 128 steers, 8 to 9. Winoka, 89 steers, 7.5. Arkansas got 90 steers at 9 and 20 heifers, 8.5. Amarillo, Texas, 72 steers, heifers, 7 to 8. Cleo Springs, 67 heifers, 6.5 to 7. Slapout, 17 heifers, 7.5. Kingfisher, 172 heifers, 6 to 7. And Cordell, 122 steers, heifers, 7.5. Again, we're expecting 3,000 cattle. We will start the auction at 8 a.m. sharp. Thanksgiving, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot, one connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I'll be back. That person that texted in wanting a 50-pound bag of rye, you might try the, if you're from around here, Elk City, try to go down there to the Elk City Farmers Co-op there on Main Street in Elk City. Sometimes they got rye there. I don't think they have any over at Sayre, and I'm not sure about down at Holbert if he's got any rye seed. But if you're just needing a 50-pound bag, I'm sure they'll hook you up with one or get you one anyway. That'd probably be the best instead of going out there and trying to get somebody from somebody that's selling it by the truckload or bulk or whatever. If you're listening, I'm on the radio. I'm streaming live on Facebook. I'm streaming live on the Paragon Communications app on your phone. If you want, if you get out of the coverage area and you want to listen to the show, or you can go to KECOFM.com, tab on that today and or the on air, and then tab on Today in Ag, and all the shows are on there. If you want to go back and listen to anything that you might have missed that you're interested in. Well, in Texas, cattle ranchers across the state have formed a collective design to get you to rethink the phrase, beef, it's what's for dinner. That's my favorite phrase. I said it a couple times last week. And they're hoping to tell an important story along the way. Rachel Chow is in charge of the consumer marketing for the Texas Beef Council. Her job is to turn up the volume on the beef microphone across the state, making a case for why you should support cattle ranchers in the Lone Star State and other states. It's just a noisy world out there, and there's a lot of information coming from all different paths, she said. We have confidence the programs we have designed to reach consumers hit all the cylinders, whether it's connecting with them online and providing them information or inspiring them with beautiful, delicious photography of the real what really inspires a beautiful beef meal. The ability to communicate something that Texans and Oklahomans, I'm throwing that in there because it's got to do with us too, and we got a lot of Texas listeners out there in the Texas Panhandle, are really passionate about, and it's clear through beef demand in the states. It also means tuning the microphone to different media frequencies. You might recognize Eddie Jackson from the Food Network. He's also been working under a new title, Chief Recipe Officer for Beef Loving Texans. We have been creating all this fun and interesting recipes to get people to have fun and want to know more about beef, says Jackson. Of course, there's a goal for profit, but Jackson argues there's a valuable story to be told from the journey beef takes from the farm to the table. And we've been talking about it for the last month, almost month and a half now. We live in such a fast-paced society to where people want to know things, and they don't appreciate the time that goes into getting the final product on that plate, says Jackson. And that is a true story. People don't realize how hard it is to go out there and calve mama cows in that two-week blizzard we had here this last winter. They don't realize what we do that. We put calves in our trucks, heat them up in the pickup, we take them to the barn, people put them in their bathtubs. We do everything we can do to save them baby calves when times are rough. And then after that passes and they start getting, we got to start feeding those mamas protein so they put out good milk. And then the cycle continues all the way up to the butcher shop. There's a lot of time, and that's why there's been so much ruckus about the producers packers deal going on the last month or two, because out here we're making $1.50 a pound, up there they're making $10 a pound. And I understand, you know, the packers, they got bills to pay and they got hundreds of employees, which I don't want, but there's still a time that everybody needs to make their fair share of the money and make sure the product that's getting to the consumer is good product. And it is the percentage of better beef has got so much better in the last 10 years plus. I'm just throwing a number out there because there's a lot of cattle that just used to 30 years ago, whatever it raised, took it to the feedlot, they fed them, they sent them to the processor. Now we have different choices of beef, and beef is just, I'm a beef lover. So beef's what's for dinner today. But there's we got some hay prices out for you guys interested in hay. I'm going to go through this really Quick like, California premium alfalfa hay is running $250 to $320 a ton delivered. $185 to $290 delivered. Colorado premium alfalfa is $230 to $250. Good alfalfa is $200 to $230 delivered. Kansas $170 to $280 for premium. Good hay is $120 to $200. Fair hay is $100 to $170. In Missouri, premium hay is $160 to $250. Good hay is $120 to $160. Fair hay is $100 to $125. In Montana, and all these I read, you'll hear the higher numbers. That's where the drought's happening. Montana, good premium alfalfa is bringing $300 to $400 per ton. That's not delivered. Good hay is $290 to $300, not delivered. $230 to $290 for fair hay. That means it is they're paying whatever they can get to keep their cattle herd in there in Montana, because it's one of the worst states in this drought going on. New Mexico is $200 delivered to $330 delivered for premium. $180 to $200 for good. In Oklahoma, $160 to $180, $110 to $120 for good. Texas is $260 to $325 for premium delivered. $220 to $235 delivered for good hay. Wyoming, $225 to $240, $200 to $220 for good hay. Some grass states that I've got some numbers from. It's pretty high out there in some places. Montana, $310 to $400 per ton for grass hay, $240 to $300. Oregon is $260 to $300, $190 to $192 for good. South Dakota is $130 to $160 for premium grass hay, $100 to $140. So you can tell where the drought's going on. But there's a lot of grass hay put out there right now in western Oklahoma. I know for a fact, because I see it every day. There's a lot of good hay out there. If you're going to get some hay bought, get a hold of some people, because winter's just around the corner. It's the middle of August, and October will be here before you know it. And predictions are that our first frost will be towards the last week of September this year, because according to the old timers, that first cold front that come in through there 2 weeks ago Sunday, 6 weeks till the first frost. So get ready. It's coming. As a part of the 2021 cattle industry convention, last week in Nashville, Tennessee, was this Cattle Facts Outlook Seminar. And during the event, Cattle Facts said their forecast for record beef demand, along with prospects for tighter supplies. Southeast Agnet's Randall Wiseman caught up with Kevin Good, Vice President of the Industry Relations and Analyst at Cattle Facts, to talk about some of these things. He said it was a good forecast that averaged 2022 feed steer prices at $135, up 14 from 2021 from this year. The 800-pound steer price is expected to average $200 with a range of $170 to $230. Good forecast at utility cows at an average of $70 with a range of $60 to $80, and bred cows of average $1,750 with a range of $1,600 to $1,900 for load lots and quality run and age cows. According to Good, wholesale beef demand will be softer in 2022 as a bigger decline in beef supplies will offset the smaller increase in beef prices, with the cutout expected to increase $5 to $265. Retailers and restaurants continue to adjust prices higher to cover costs. And I went out and had a hamburger here a while back, and I agree with that statement. He added that retail beef prices are expected to average $6.80 a pound in 2021 and $6.85 a pound in 2022. So it sounds like everything after the producer prices are going up. So, well, I'm going to take a break, and we'll come back. And I have company just showed up in the studio, and we're going to chit-chat about Today in Ag on 96.5 KCO. Be right back.
We learned in grade school that 1 plus 1 equals 2 and 2 plus 2 equals 4. So what does quality cattle feed equal? I heard you can be proud of. It's simple math mixed with a little common sense. Barnes Feed Service in Hobart, Oklahoma has done the math and mixed years of common sense into their feed so you get the herd you deserve. And remember, their name ends with service, something they take pride in every day. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook.
It's so convenient for farmers and ranchers to get what you need in one place. The Wheeler General Store is the do-it-best hardware store that carries vet supplies to doctor your animals, high-pro feed, also master hand milling and smart lick tubs. Delivery is available if you need it. And at Wheeler Ag, right there on site, they've got dry fertilizer application with blending capabilities. Wheeler General Store and Wheeler Ag on Highway 152, a mile east of the four-way stop in Wheeler, Texas.
You can also find the Wheeler General Store on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August 13th. 1,381 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 285 brought 210. 4 at 461 brought 183. 5 at 594 brought 167. 8 at 626 brought 154.50. 7 at 811 brought 125. 7 at 954 brought 137.50. 7 head of heifers at 331 brought 162. 4 at 465 brought 143. 5 at 502 brought 143. 6 at 558 brought 137.50. 9 at 611 brought 130. 4 at 731 brought 122. Butcher cows were 19-90, butcher bulls 71-105, bred cows 700-1410, pairs brought 750-1410, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095. This hour's weather is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Complete nutrition for every animal. That's what you'll find at High Pro Feeds. At High Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local high-pro feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Check them out on Facebook and online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Now, back to more.
I got 10. I got 10.
Jimmy Clark on 96.5
10.
10. Hello, America.
I have an experienced radio man in the studio with me. You can hear his papers wadding over there.
This is what you do when you're on radio. If you, you know, if you got a bunch of paper, that means you mean business. Yeah. You came loaded for bear. You're ready to talk about stuff. This is what the pros do. They make the paper in the background. Look at this. We got stuff to talk about. Jimmy Clark. How about everybody? Put your hands together for Jimmy Clark. He has done for about 2 months now. Was it June 21st?
This is week six.
Was June 21st? Your first program? I was just looking at the archives on the website just now. Yeah, and
because this is week six, I know that much.
I thought it was seven.
Well, maybe.
Because we're coming up on 2 months in, let's see, this Saturday it'll be 2 months since you started. So we got to be like week
maybe
eight.
I'm a week off.
I think we're about 7 or 8. We're coming up on 2 months since you started.
Well, it's been fun so far.
And he's done a really good job. And I was looking at some of your guests. First of all, just the number of guests you have had has been really impressive. But beyond that, when we were putting the show together, we were talking to Jim before Jimmy ever came here. Jim. I mean, back in April.
Before Cousin Jimmy showed up.
That's right. I mean, back in like March and April, when we were talking about putting the show together, we said, you know, we know there are a lot of different facets to agriculture. There just are. Because you got, as we mentioned in the intro, you got crops and everything that goes with that. You got cattle and everything that goes with that. You got water, soil, pesticides. Fertilizer, just on a feed of veterinarian stuff. And so we knew there was a lot, but we didn't have the contacts that Jimmy did. So we went out and got Jimmy. And
I said, just Googled them all.
I'm sure you had to Google Chad Ripita.
Yeah, sometimes you do. That's how you get a hold of him.
But I've really been impressed with the overall number of guests you've had, but also how varied the guests are. I wrote down some that really stood out to me, and they've all been good. Don't get me wrong. Every guest on Today in Agriculture with Jimmy Clark here on 96.5 KECO has been good. But like recently, just within the last few days, you had yesterday was Kent Watkins talking about cover crops. Jimmy Emmons on Monday was talking about soil. And I thought, well, there you go. Farmers, this is something every farmer within the sound of your voice would be interested in.
Yep.
And it's something that, you know, not everybody knows. We've got a lot of farmers, but not inside this building.
Right.
And you don't have a lot of programming dedicated to soil and cover crops, but you do on this show. when I was looking at, Brian Jackson, you know, with the meat processing, and I thought, boy, with COVID and the meat supply and people wanting more meat and how everything got weird and changed, the demand went up, but then the places shut down and people are looking for local sources of food. Well, now we've got...
We got Keith's Butcher Shop. We got Ray Shones over at Canute. Mm-hmm. We got the Beck Brothers over at Canute now. Yep. We got Brian over here. And then we got a place out in Wellington. And then we got Studio 54 in Weatherford.
Yep, Market 54
and
there.
So we're getting there.
And with the addition of when Brian and Route 66 are able to get the USDA inspector, I mean, that's going to add a whole new wrinkle.
Yep.
And to a guy like me, I'm from Western Oklahoma. My wife grew up on a farm near Yale, Oklahoma, between Stillwater and Tulsa. My mom grew up on a farm down around the Retrop area.
Right.
So my grandparents were farmers, but I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from Western Oklahoma, but I don't know all this stuff. So it's interesting to me to learn more about stuff I've been around near all my life, but I don't know this stuff. But you do because you do it for a living.
If I don't, I know somebody that does.
And you know tons of people who do. So hearing Brian Jackson talk about this, Lane Broadbent at KIS Futures, you hear about futures and commodities. Well, what does that mean? Well, you had him on.
Yeah.
Well, what other radio program in Oklahoma? In fact, I don't know of any radio program in the United States that has a long-form hour dedicated to agriculture. You talked to Brandon
Hickey. With
Jimmy Clark. You talked to Brandon Hickey. Livestock auction guy. We got some great livestock auctions in Western Oklahoma.
Oh, man, we got some of the best.
You talk about what's at Elk City and Clinton and Hobart and Woodward.
Hollis.
I mean, just fantastic livestock auctions. Dr. Taylor.
We got two at Clinton.
Well, that's right. I mean,
we got two at
Clinton. Got so much cattle running out our ears. We need all these places, right?
Yeah.
Taylor Mouse, the veterinarian.
Brand new.
And then all the FFA advisors, that's always fun when you can get their take on teaching kids. And
their kids come in here and narc on
them. Yeah, the goofy stuff the kids do. One of my absolute favorites was Special Agent Paul Cornett.
Oh, yeah, it was one of the best.
All the stories he told and probably told you off air, couldn't tell on air.
Right.
But a special agent with Department of Wildlife, is that right? Department of Wildlife? Or
Department of Oklahoma Department of Agriculture.
Excuse me, Department of Agriculture.
He's a special agent for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture.
And you talk about fascinating. When you had on, was his name Bernie Hansen from Kansas State?
And his boss is going to be in next Thursday.
Who?
Paul Cornett's.
Paul's boss. Who's that?
Secretary of Agriculture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But when you had on, was it Bernie Hansen from Kansas State?
Yep.
Okay. When he started talking about all the omegas and all that stuff.
No, he wasn't from Kansas. He was from Kansas. He was from Hansen. He does his own developing.
Oh, pardon. Yep, yep. Okay, from the state of Kansas, not Kansas. The state of Kansas, but not Kansas State. When he was talking about the omegas.
Yeah.
I found that fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much science involved, which Jimmy Taylor, when he was on the first time, he got into all the technical and scientific stuff. And tomorrow, by the way, for those who don't know, I'm Nathan. That doesn't matter. But I'm talking to Jimmy Clark here. Jimmy Clark's the host of Today in Agriculture.
I'm talking to Nathan Brewer. He's the host of the early morning show on KCO.
If anybody gets up that early. But you're going to have Jimmy Taylor in the studio tomorrow?
Yeah, he's freshly back from a convention.
Do you know specifically what he's going to talk about?
Cattle. That's all you tell me.
Okay. Well, he talked about some of the scientific stuff the first time. But if he's back from a national thing, he may want to talk about that, right?
He's going to want to talk about beef. It's what's for dinner.
Well, I also have enjoyed hearing Greg Hartman. By the way, I didn't realize he was retiring.
He retired and left me.
He was an institution. He'd been around forever.
But he's with the Western Oklahoma Votech system now.
Ah.
As a teacher. I don't know what he's teaching. I'm sure it's ag-related.
But Zach Henderson, I think he's going to do great.
Oh, yeah.
He sounds like a ball of fire, knows his stuff, energetic. And you guys were talking about, and I've got a specific question for you.
Uh-oh.
Something you and Zach talked about, you and Jared have talked about recently. Okay, the army worms. We've heard about this.
Yep.
Let me throw a scenario out for you. Let's say somebody's yard has army worms. What if it goes left untreated? What's going to happen?
It's going to be dead. It'll kill it. It's not going dormant. It's dead. It's going bye-bye.
Which means what? If, like, a year from now?
You're going to redo your yard. It's serious stuff.
So if somebody has army worms right now in their yard.
And they're not treated.
And they're not treated. What's going to happen next April and May?
They're going to be mowing mud.
Really?
Seriously.
Mm.
Because like when farmers plant their wheat crop, mm-hmm. say or rye, whatever, in the fall, and armyworms get it, and it starts turning yellow. They get out there. I mean, they're in a hurry. Just like yesterday with those guys that I know out spraying armyworms in their alfalfa. I mean, they just eat it up, and when they finally get down to the base of the root, bye-bye.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. So Zach did a great job. We talked to Kathy Fowler for the Fowler Agency. Crop insurance. Who would have thought of that? We talked to the Ag in the Classroom. Audrey Harmon, is that her name?
Uh-huh.
Ag in the Classroom.
That was the best program ever.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah, because that lady was excited and she was happy to be doing her job. And when you're and she gets paid for it, no doubt about it, but that kind of enthusiasm means that she loves what she's doing. And I got a fun fact for you.
Okay.
Because this is for your wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of
She's probably listening right now.
She's listening. Did you know that 30% of the farms and ranches owned in the United States are owned by women?
No. 30%, almost a third of farms and ranches in the United States are owned by women?
And the other 70% are run by the wives.
I just half believe that, Jimmy. Today in Agriculture, Jimmy Clark's over there, 96.5 KECO. And another thing that I wanted to talk about, and the reason I came in, we are up to, in case you haven't been keeping score at home, maybe you haven't been, by my count, we're up to something like 10 sponsors of this show.
Yeah, it's great.
In less than 2 months.
You guys held back. He was just like, let's see if he can even talk on the radio. And I was going, like, how are you guys going to pay for my salary? Well, that's coming later. We'll get there. And I kept going, there's no sponsors on my show. We're listening to ONN News Beef Break and all that good stuff. And then all of a sudden, one Tuesday morning, is there four salespeople?
Yes.
Four salespeople. It looked like a scramble in here. There's an Easter egg out there with a dollar in each one. The guy that gets the most dollars. Well, you guys were going through here. It was funny to watch from my point. Okay, you, Sean, Lexi, and Randy.
Sure,
you guys are just like
when the elbows come out and.
And I said, hey, you come back down to your desk. And you, I said, what's going on? And you said, we just got released to sell your commercials on your spot. And we're up to 10. And guys, that's good.
That is good. But we've got room for more.
Yeah.
And I want to thank all 10 of them. I want to thank, in fact, I've got it right here in front of me. I want to thank B&L Red Angus. And I'm just going off the list here. B&L Red Angus, Benji and Lori White. Farmers Union Co-op. Is there an Elliot involved in that? I imagine. In fact, you had him on the show,
yes.
Didn't you? Hobart Stockyards. How about Kiowa County and Hobart, Oklahoma showing up strong on this show?
We talked about it this morning.
First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. You know, they call themselves, they said it's fair to say we're an ag bank. I believe that. Of course, Knutson Irrigation. Well, there's the water side. You got to have water. You got to have the tools to get the water out there. Knutson Irrigation Design. Thank you very much. Barnes Feed Service, speaking of Kiowa County. Man, Kiowa County showing up strong. Wheeler General Store.
Yeah.
How about that? High Pro Feed and all kinds of good stuff in Wheeler, Texas. Wheeler General Store showing up on the show. We got Elk City Livestock Auction.
Yep. Western Oklahoma Livestock.
Oklahoma Livestock Auction. We got Hobart Farm and Garden. Again, Kiowa County. We got Great Plains Bank, Marty Maddox doing that ad. Great Plains Bank. And so 10, thank you to all 10, but we do have room for more. We believe in capitalism. We believe in the American way. And we think there are a lot of businesses. When it's a win-win situation, that's the best situation. We've provided this program. Jimmy's done a fantastic job himself. He's done a great job of getting guests who've been wonderful. And you businesses that are already participating, we think and hope it will help your business. And so we've done that. We think it'll help you. It helps us when it helps you. And we've got some more spots available. So if your business would like to talk to the ag community, farmers and ranchers, 5 days a week during noon, which this is inside baseball stuff. If you don't know, there's certain prime times in radio. There's morning drive, which is from about 7 to 9 o'clock because people are getting up, getting ready, going to work and school, driving, listening to the radio. There's evening drive from 3 o'clock till about 5:30 out here. People are picking up their kids from school, driving. They're getting off work at 4 or 5 or 5:30 or 6. again, that's a prime drive time. Well, noon is one of those because people are leaving work to go to lunch somewhere.
And they want to listen to me.
And they want to listen to KECO. Well, this is a great place to be at noon for a drive time, but also it's a double whammy. It's a drive time at noon, but it's also talking to the farm and ranch community. And I think, based on the feedback we're getting and the fact that it's the only long-form ag program I know of anywhere,
right?
I think it's getting a lot of interest. Yeah, you know, 50 miles, in all, at least 50 miles in all directions.
We got. I get texts from, well, the one from Alabama doesn't count because he's from here. And I guess he just loves my show, so he's listened to me on the app down there on the beach in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a guy that's dedicated, watches on Facebook from South Carolina. And there's people, you know, I got, if you look on there and you see the likes, I kind of pay attention to it because I want to see who's listening. And it's radio's hard to track in a roundabout way.
It is. It is.
But, you know, it's crazy. But, hey, I got, we were just talking about it. You were talking about the butcher shops.
Mm-hmm.
This guy says here that there's a new one going in at Thomas, also on Highway 54.
Wait, another? Really?
Another processor.
Boy, we love our beef out here, don't we?
And then I just got one in here from Drew Cobb. You know, that's the dude on the
I know him.
Backroads show.
Yeah. Best head of hair in Western Oklahoma radio. I hate him for it.
He loves Cousin Jimmy.
Everybody loves Cousin Jimmy.
And then I got another one says, give Jimmy a raise. And that was good timing.
Give Jimmy. Is that Sandy? Sandy wrote that to the show? That's give a, Jimmy a raise?
I'm not going to say. But.
Well, I was going to say, we've got room, though, for more businesses who want to participate. If you want the double whammy of a noon drive time, people going to lunch, but also an ag program, the only one of its kind that we're aware of, talking to the farm and ranch community, you just contact us here at KECO Radio, 225-9696, 225-9696. Talk to any salesperson, and they can take care of it. And if you know somebody you want on the show, if there's somebody who you think, man, they need to talk to this farmer, this rancher, this man, this woman, this person in the energy industry, talk to Cousin Jimmy, 225-9697. Text 225-9697.
I got two in today for references to people to talk to.
Yeah, you did.
Somebody's listening.
Yeah, they are.
And I need to do the weather before I get in trouble.
All right, go ahead.
That's my favorite new sponsor because they sell guns. So anyway, this weather update is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden right there in Hobart, Oklahoma. They got all kinds of cattle. They got feed. They got panels. They got feeders. They got deer feeders. They have deer corn. Inside of it, they got all the hardware you need to do repairs at your homes. But the back room, that's where I shop. They got Twisted X boots. They got Browning shotguns. They got Browning rifles. They got Browning pistols. They got Browning knives. They got Browning flashlights.
They take good care of you there?
I love going there. That's why I don't go down there twice a year because Sandy would be upset, and I would need that raise. Today, high 87. It's currently 75 degrees. Tomorrow, we have a 20% chance of rain at 90 degrees. Starting to get back to summer, starting Friday, 94 degrees. Saturday, 20% slight chance. It says a slight chance of rain, high 93. Sunday, high 93. And it looks like the winds are just going to be 10 to 15 from today all the way through Sunday. So it's going to be a great week.
Someone else on my list that I forgot to mention that I thought was pretty interesting, the wildlife biologist Tanner Swank.
Yeah.
I thought that was good stuff.
Yeah, he'll be back here in about a week, month.
Yeah.
Next month.
Okay.
Right before main hunt season started. And you remember the gentleman from Pack Saddle?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to mention his name because I heard through the grapevine he's got a wanted poster out. But anyway, the wildlife management up there, he's coming on with him. So I'm going to have two brainchilds in the studio at the same time.
Hope there'll be enough oxygen in the room for all
of them.
Well,
I got to lock the door so the FBI didn't get in.
Good idea.
You know, anyway, but no, it's been a fun show, and you've helped me a bunch. I'm not saying it because we're sitting here talking on air. You know I've questioned you a lot, and you've tried to help me and talk, you know, get my talking right, because I'm not professionally trained for this job.
Which is exactly why we wanted you. We wanted somebody we could take and mold in just the way we wanted it to be. And he is turning out, he's exceeding expectations. Jimmy, you are doing a really good job.
Well, can you imagine somebody driving through from Kansas or Missouri, a farmer driving through? Who is this here?
I can.
But anyway, so guys, tomorrow, Taylor Ranch, Mr. Jimmy Taylor will be on, and it's going to be good stuff. Whatever he talks about is good stuff. So anyway, have a great day, and God bless, and stay chilled.
You've got it locked on Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle's home for today's best country. Number one rated, 96.5 KECO Elk City.
How to get more people out faster. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Pentagon says U.S. military officials in the Afghan capital are talking to Taliban commanders about making it easier for Americans and Afghans to reach the airport in Kabul for evacuation flights.
The U.S. has assurances from the Taliban that Americans will have safe passage, but the military